Listener Production.
With your Queensland News Briefing, hi, I'm Courtney Thomas. The Queensland opposition leader has called for a royal commission following damning allegations from the Coldrake report. The review showed systemic flaws in the state government's management and in-house harassment and bullying. 14 recommendations were made, but David Crisafulli says that's not enough.
This report truly is damning and it shows a rotten culture. Nothing short of a royal commission is going to get to the bottom and hold people accountable. Government in Queensland is in crisis. There is an integrity inferno burning through the state government and we will keep pushing for a royal commission to clean it up.
Just 2 days remain until the Queensland government's offer of a free flu jab ends, with 400,000 people taking advantage of the scheme. And with infections running rampant throughout the state, Queensland Branch Pharmacy Guild President Chris Owen says it makes a lot of sense to get the flu shot.
The easiest way to find an available appointment is to go to www.qldfreevax.com.au and that has all the available appointments in your local area.
And Queensland's population increased by 500,000 in 5 years. An influx of COVID relocations and migrants returning after border closures has the Sunshine State gaining around 274 people a day. Updating sport, the State of Origin decider in Brisbane is officially a sellout, with the last of the tickets snapped up. More than 50,000 will watch the Maroons try and stop the Blues from winning back-to-back Origin series on Wednesday, July 13. Meantime, Gold Coast are looking to haul themselves off the bottom of the NRL ladder with a win against the Knights this Friday. Titans back Corey Thompson says there's plenty of motivation for his team to improve.
It'll be a tough game. We obviously need to start winning to climb further up the ladder because, you know, we're in a tough spot at the moment and we definitely don't want to finish there at the end of the year.
Listener.